Welcome to the Deep Dive. So this time you sent over a really interesting article. It's from Christian Culture News, and it digs into Catherine Heigl's journey, you know, from her Mormon upbringing. Actually, wait, the article clarifies it was suburban Atlanta, Georgia, where she was raised, not Utah initially. Yeah.
Good catch. Atlanta, right.
Right. And then tracking that journey all the way to her Hollywood career. And what got you curious, as we understood it, was kind of how those early roots, that cultural, religious background, how that shapes someone's path.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when they land in a place that seems, well, worlds apart, like Hollywood often does.
Totally. That's a fascinating dynamic, isn't it? How those foundational things stick with you.
It really is. And this article, like you said, it gives us a lot to unpack about that interplay between formative experiences and the choices we make later on. Heigl's story is a great case study for that.
Absolutely. And yeah, the article's pretty detailed. So our mission here, our deep dive, is really to pull out the most, you know, compelling bits for you. Highlight those core influences, maybe pinpoint some key moments.
Sort of a shortcut to the heart of it.
Exactly. Get you the key insights without needing to read every single line yourself. Okay, so where should we start? Let's unpack this.
Well, I think starting with her early life makes sense, right? And the role her Mormon faith played. The article mentioned she was born in D.C. back in 78.
Okay.
But crucially, the family moves to suburban Atlanta. And that's where she's raised, you know, in a Mormon household. That's emphasized quite a bit.
Right. And the article really paints this picture, doesn't it, of a pretty traditional Mormon family structure.
Mm-hmm.
You get this sense of a tight-knit group, strong values being intentionally passed down.
Mm.
Things like, you know, family first, community support, a clear sense of moral integrity.
Yeah, very defined values.
Which definitely sounds, well, pretty different from the kind of childhood story we sometimes associate with future Hollywood stars, doesn't it?
It really does. The article kind of subtly contrasts it, you know? Mm. It highlights that focus on hard work, integrity, compassion.
Less about headshots and auditions early on.
Exactly. More about regular church attendance, doing community service, family activities being central. That's the bedrock described.
Mm.
And there's this interesting idea that this focus, especially the hard work and perseverance maybe taught in that environment, could translate into like resilience later.
You mean for the acting world?
Yeah, dealing with rejection, the challenges that are just part of the industry, maybe a different kind of grit than someone, you know, groomed for stardom from day one.
That's a really good point. The article even sort of hints that this foundation built resilience, but also maybe a desire to connect.
Oh, how so?
Well, it suggests a possible link between that upbringing and her wanting to pursue acting, you know, to share impactful stories, connect with people on a bigger scale, like planting seeds early on.
Huh. Interesting connection. So, okay, she has this specific background. How does she navigate Hollywood then, coming from that? The article touches on the initial adjustments.
Right, moving from that devout Mormon upbringing into the whole Hollywood culture.
And when the article says former Mormon, it seems to be talking about those deeply ingrained values, that community focus, even if someone isn't actively practicing anymore. It's the worldview, you know.
Which you'd imagine involves a pretty significant shift, a different world entirely.
Definitely.
And the article brings up the potential for like misunderstandings, maybe stereotypes she faced.
Yeah, it suggests that people can have preconceived notions, right?
Yeah.
And Hollywood has its own set of norms. Someone with a Mormon background might not fit the typical mold.
So how did she handle that, according to the piece?
Well, what's really highlighted is her commitment to her core values. It makes a point that she was deliberate about the role she took.
So conscious choices.
Yeah, prioritizing authenticity. It wasn't just about taking any job. There seems to have been this effort to align her work with her personal beliefs.
Okay, but balancing authenticity with, you know, making it in the business,
yeah,
that can be tricky, right? Did the article touch on that tension?
A little. It mentions the technical challenge actors face balancing personal values with commercial viability. It suggests this might have been maybe amplified for her because of her specific background. But the main thrust is her focus on authenticity.
Right. And choosing roles that resonated personally, even if they were diverse characters.
Exactly. Not limiting her range, but finding that connection.
And the article argues this actually made her more relatable.
Yeah, especially maybe to people from backgrounds less typical for Hollywood, her authenticity connected.
Interesting.
And zooming out, the article kind of wraps that section by noting how perceptions in Hollywood are evolving about people from diverse backgrounds. It positions her story as an example of bridging those different worlds.
which leads right into that idea of cultural conflicts, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That balancing act, her Mormon values, modesty, family, community focus versus the demands of fame, the public nature of it all.
And the article gives a really concrete example here. Knocked Up.
Oh, right. I remember the controversy around her comments after that movie.
Exactly. The film was a hit, but later she expressed discomfort with how it portrayed unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
And the article uses that to perfectly illustrate the potential clash between her personal beliefs, probably shaped by her upbringing, and the professional expectations in entertainment.
It really does highlight that she took a principled stand.
Mm-hmm.
And the article mentions other things too, right? Like her advocacy for women in Hollywood, speaking out about industry pressures.
Yes, it frames those as further examples of her, you know, not just going with the flow, engaging with the industry through the lens of her values.
But did that outspokenness ever backfire? Did the article mention criticism or negative consequences? You hinted at that tension earlier.
It does allude to that. It suggests her outspokenness, even coming from authenticity, wasn't always, let's say, welcomed with open arms in the industry.
Ah, the politics.
Right. There's that complex dynamic. Maintaining an image versus being direct. The article doesn't detail specific negative fallout, but it implies her sticking to her values might have put her at odds with industry norms sometimes.
Raises that question, doesn't it? How much can you be truly authentic in that world without facing some kind of professional cost?
It's a tough balance for sure.
Okay, let's shift a bit. The article also really focuses on family and relationships.
Huge influence, according to the piece. That close-knit family, the Mormon faith, shaping her personally and professionally.
It talks about her parents' support, especially her mom.
Absolutely. Highlights her mother's active involvement, especially early on, like being her manager.
Oh, okay.
And it suggests this provided crucial stability, security, nurtured her passion, maybe, without that isolating experience some young actors have. It wasn't a solo flight.
Makes sense. And what about friends? Hollywood can be kind of fleeting.
Like... Yeah. The article points that out. Alliances can shift quickly. But it emphasizes she focused on building relationships with trustworthy people, people who shared similar core values.
Again, echoing that community aspect from her upbringing.
Exactly. So when you think about those industry pressures we were just discussing,
right,
those family values, those solid friendships, they probably acted as like an anchor, a grounding force when facing tough decisions.
Yeah, an internal compass. Okay, what about giving back? Philanthropy and advocacy.
The article connects that directly back to her upbringing, too. That Mormon community focus instilled a sense of responsibility, service to others.
You get specific.
Very. It details her work with the Jason Dabas Heigl Foundation. She co-founded it in memory of her brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, focuses on pet welfare, reducing animal homelessness. The article links this right back to those childhood lessons about charity, compassion, extending it beyond just people.
That's really touching. Any other causes mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Support for healthcare organizations, especially women's health, cancer research. And it notes her active participation, not just lending her name, a real commitment.
So those core values from her youth are still driving forces.
That's the clear message. They guide her contributions, even now, living in a very different world.
So all this leads to the lessons learned part of the article. It uses her journey to explore identity, right? That contrast. Faith-based upbringing versus Hollywood.
Yeah, and resilience is presented as a key lesson. Just navigating that intense scrutiny while trying to stay true to yourself, that takes serious inner strength.
No doubt.
And there's an insightful point about her embracing vulnerability, how sharing her struggles actually helps challenge stereotypes.
You mean by being open about the ups and downs?
Exactly. By being honest, she helped break down narrow ideas about what it means to be someone with her background in that industry. Authenticity, even vulnerability, can foster understanding.
That's powerful. What else?
Self-acceptance comes up too, especially around body image, societal expectations in Hollywood, which are often, you know,
unrealistic.
Very. So embracing her unique background, resisting pressure to conform, that's highlighted as important.
So the takeaway there is really about honoring your roots while still navigating a complicated world.
Precisely. It reinforces that idea. You can stay true to your core beliefs and still succeed even in a demanding place like Hollywood.
Okay, the article also gives a quick career look back.
Yeah, a concise retrospective, mentions her early stuff like Roswell.
Oh yeah, Roswell, a classic for some.
Definitely has that nostalgic pull. And then of course the huge one, Dr. Izzy Stevens on Grey's Anatomy.
Massive role. The Emmy win in 2007. That really boosted her profile.
Immensely. Showcased her range, dramatic and comedic.
But the article doesn't ignore the rough patches after Grey's, does it?
No, it doesn't shy away. It addresses the challenges, the criticism she faced after leaving the show, linked to some outspoken opinions and maybe some film choices.
Right, navigating industry dynamics and public perception.
Exactly. It acknowledges that period.
And does it mention what she's been up to more recently?
Yeah. It points to her efforts to redefine her career path, getting into producing, creating opportunities, especially for women in the industry.
So showing an evolution, taking control.
Right. The article sums up that whole career arc as really capturing those complexities, trying to maintain personal integrity while dealing with fame and the shifting sands of the industry.
Okay, so wrapping up, what's the final message from the article?
It really emphasizes embracing change moving forward. Her journey is framed as a testament to personal evolution, resilience.
From those defined expectations early on to becoming this well-known, multifaceted actress.
Exactly. It highlights her adaptability, taking on diverse roles, but also that ongoing commitment to authenticity we've talked about.
And it positions her as an inspiration.
Yeah, for anyone who feels maybe limited or defined by their background, suggesting your origins don't have to dictate your future.
It's a powerful final thought, isn't it? Change can fuel growth. Our past shapes us, but doesn't have to define us. A good place to land.
Feels like a fitting end to the article's perspective. So just to quickly recap our dive based on this piece.
Yeah, let's sum it up.
We saw how her Mormon upbringing deeply shaped her core values, how those values influenced her navigation of Hollywood's cultural contrasts.
Right, and the huge role of family and relationships as anchors.
Definitely. Plus her philanthropy, rooted in those early experiences, and the lessons learned about identity, resilience, and embracing change along the way.
And hopefully for you, the listener who sent this in, this deep dive, helped clarify that initial curiosity. You know, how someone's background really weaves through their whole journey, especially in a place like Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely food for thought. And it kind of leaves us with a question, doesn't it? Thinking about Heigl's story. How do anyone's core values, whatever their background, act as both that anchor and that compass?
Good question.
You know, when you're navigating big life changes or maybe tough professional situations, it could be interesting to reflect on that for yourself or look for other examples out there.
Absolutely. A great thought to leave things on. Well, thank you so much for sharing this article and joining us for this deep dive.
Always interesting to explore these sources.
It really is. We love getting your questions and the material you're curious about. So if other topics or articles catch your eye, definitely send them our way.